Good morning to Phil Vine.
Good morning to you.
Trio is by William Boyd.
It is indeed. I feel like I've grown up with William Boyd. So he's the guy that wrote Brazzaville Beach, Armadillo, Blue Afternoon, Any Human Heart. I like him a lot. But this is his 16th novel. He's knocking on 70 years old. And I tend to associate his writing with kind of comforting, reassuring moments, often on a beach or a couch after a really torrid period of work or life. So the closing stages of 2020, what better time to draw some comfort from a Boyd? If he was a wine, I suppose he'd be a light wine, a Chablis or a Chenin Blanc, something not too heavy or challenging to the palate. Good structure, you've got a clear idea of the taste experience, and from time to time there's complexity. And this latest one, Trio, I find myself at the last page, the bottom of the glass, sort of satisfied but not deeply sated. There were no surprises, good or bad, but for a few days I was diverted. And that's, after all, one of the principal requirements of a novel. So the plot. The plot's promising. It's set in 1968, twin assassinations of Kennedy and King as a backdrop. There's rioting in the streets of Paris and the US war in Vietnam spiraling out of control. But we're not there. Our setting is actually Brighton in southern England, where they're making a mid-budget, pretty mediocre film. It's got a starlet from the US called Amy. Sorry, no, her name is Annie, not Amy, playing the lead. She's one of the three central characters, the second being a gin-soaked novelist, Elfrieda, who's married to the adulterous director of the movie. And thirdly, the film's producer, Talbot, who's this British toff, and despite living through the swinging 60s in London, hasn't quite managed to lever himself out of the closet. So the whole film is this kind of moving mid-air collision. Annie, the American actress, is caught up in this love triangle with a radical French philosopher and an actual domestic American terrorist, her ex-hubby who's on the run from the CIA, while at the same time she's bonking the nice but dim male lead in the film. Oh, can I say bonking? I don't know. Who's actually a pop singer, not an actor. So hold on. That's probably a four-sided love triangle or a love square or something. Anyway, it's complicated. Talbot, the producer, is busy falling in love with a scaffolder who's working on a secret apartment in Soho. He's trying to track down missing film stock from the movie, which is being pilfered by the DOP, the director of photography, who's trying to make a sly porno on the side. And Talbot walks in on the whole thing. It's all going on. So as a storyteller, he's up there with the likes of Iris Murdoch and Martin Amis. But the actual prosecution of ideas and the prose sometimes can occasionally let him down. And it does so in this book. His acute examinations of art and love and meaning, which make his best books, like Any Human Heart, great, are just somewhat missing here. Feels like it's a really careful book. He hasn't taken any great risks. But hold on, shall we just excuse that? This year we've been excusing so many people for playing it safe. So why don't we just pick this up and enjoy a rollicking good story with a constant flow of revelations, witty, urbane characters from the 60s, tenderly observed, and say, thanks again, William, for being able to step out of our complicated lives into someone else's and come back relatively sane. It's totally worth a read.
You're very kind, and I get it. Actually, we talked to him a couple of years ago, and the novel I read for that interview was Lovers Blind, which was about a young Scottish piano tuner who became sort of enslaved by his love for a Russian opera singer in the dying days of the 19th century. So a real complexity to that, much less going on plot-wise, to be honest, initially.
I know.
Anyway.
He's just. It would be an amazing thing just to sit down and in front of an open fire with him and just let him tell stories, make up stories. He's just so good at that. Just this time, honestly, he felt like he was going through the motions.
Well, we all have those days and we all have those years.
we all have those years, don't we?
Thank you, Phil. Phil Vine has reviewed the latest by William Boyd. It's called Trio. It's published by Penguin Random House, and $37 the price.